The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Few entrepreneurs straddle the Florida Straits as masterfully as Hugo Cancio has. Cancio arrived in Miami from Cuba 36 years ago during the Mariel boat lift. Today, he is America's most high-profile business liaison to the island. His flagship company, Fuego Enterprises, deals in publishing. It just launched a new magazine, Art on Cuba, as well as music promotion, telecom, and finance. But after President Obama's historic visit to Cuba 2 months ago, the lingering question is whether the business scene there is really all that promising for Americans. I spoke with Cancio about expectations versus reality last Friday at Broward College in Davie. He was there for a forum on U.S.-Cuba business and cultural ties, a forum we should tell you that I helped moderate. Hugo, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure being here.
You left Cuba in the Mariel boat lift in large part because you got kicked out of school for making a joke about Fidel Castro.
If I knew that that was going to be the outcome, I would have said that joke when I was 5 years old. And but my father was a famous musician. My mother had a wonderful music career. But one day she made the decision that I had no future in Cuba and that she had to abandon the island so she could offer me and my sister a better future. So I guess that was my motivation, not to let my mother down.
The U.S. trade embargo against Cuba is still on the books, but President Obama has chipped away at it significantly since the two countries normalized relations a year and a half ago. Would you say the level of business between the U.S. and Cuba is meeting both countries' expectations or falling short?
I think it's falling short, and I think it's in part because there's still an existing economic embargo. So there's only a few categories approved by the Obama administration to do business in Cuba. On the Cuban side, they're picking and choosing who they do business with. You have got to understand that there's been 56 years of hostilities between the two countries, and now the American companies are rushing to Cuba and learning that there's a lot of relationship to build and a lot of hardships and a lot of misunderstanding to brush aside. I also anticipate that the Cuba that will flourish in the near future is not where you will see 1,000 McDonald's. It's socialism evolving into something else, but it's not going to be the type of capitalist system that we have in the United States or the Cuba that existed prior to 1959.
Last month's Communist Party gathering in Cuba didn't inspire a lot of hope. More conservative Cuban leaders seem to block expanding the kind of private entrepreneurship that you want to promote there. What's your assessment of what's happening there?
You know, I like the Cuba that I'm seeing today. A few years back, the Cubans will say, we're closed for business. We don't want any relationship with the enemy. Today, there's a debate. There is a group of people opposing the new Cuba. But at the same time, a different generation is saying, we disagree and we want to go into this direction. And what the government said and what I'm seeing on the ground is totally different. The private entrepreneurship is flourishing in Cuba.
What's your secret? How do you deal so successfully with Cuban officials when so many other investors fail at it?
I love Cuba. I love my country of origin. I know how to talk to people. I understand where they're coming from. And I've been doing business with Cuba for over 25 years. And I criticize the bad things that both governments do. So I have credibility.
You're perhaps best known for your lifestyle magazine on Cuba. Why do you think it's popular?
The key to our success is that we found a space to give the everyday Cubans a voice. I'm not defining myself pro-Cuba or against Cuba based on people's ideological tendencies. I am Cuban, 100%.
During the Broward College Forum, I asked Cancio again about the Mariel boat lift, which happened at a time when the Cuban government was still very homophobic. He offered this memory.
So my mother told me the only way that we could qualify to get out of the country is if you say that you're a homosexual. So that's what I did. I was a homosexual for 24 hours, and here I am.
Hugo Cancio heads Fuego Enterprises. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.